Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could join us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday, we introduced a series that we are going to be covering over the next several broadcasts that deal with a set of books that were given away by the First Presidency to various people within The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This took place between the years of 1981 and 2017. Each Christmas during those years, the First Presidency of the Church gave away a specially bound book that was, in many cases, either a part of their scripture or a book that was written by one of their presidents or other general authorities in the church. And they would give these books to various general authorities, lesser authorities, no doubt, as well as some employees in the church. We don't know exactly how far down the chain it went for the employees that were given copies, but basically that's who received these books. You could not buy them in a bookstore because these were specially printed just for those individuals.
If you would like to find out more about that series, you can go to our website, mrm.org/books-employee-gift. With a hyphen between books, employee, and gift. And we have a list of the 37 books that start in 1981 and go all the way to 2017. It starts with the triple combination in 1981, and it ends with the Bible in 2017. And all the books that we'll be talking about in this series are listed there if you're interested.
Now, you've probably heard me say many times on this show that having dealt with the subject of Mormonism for as long as I have a pretty good handle of what Latter-day Saints are supposed to believe, but I've also learned from experience that not every Latter-day Saint believes what they're supposed to believe. You would think that if the citations that we are going to be going through in the next several broadcasts were given the stamp of approval by the First Presidency of the Church, that this would be something that members should pay attention to. In other words, members should believe what is written in the books that their First Presidency feels are important enough to put in a specially bound volume and given away as a gift.
And that's a great point because, yes, many of these books were written 100 years ago, 125 years ago, but for the church to reprint them and put them in this special leather cover and to give them to all the general authorities and other employees means that they thought these books were very valuable enough. As you mentioned in yesterday's broadcast, if a general authority such as the president of the church was to give you a book, wouldn't you want to read it? And I think every Latter-day Saint who's listening to us right now should want to go out and maybe get some of these books and read them for themselves.
So what we're going to do in the next few broadcasts, at least, is we're going to pick a topic. And then we're going to go through these books, showing what these books said on that given topic. The first topic we decided to examine would be the topic of truth. What is truth? Now, we know Pilate asked that very question. In Latin, it's quid est veritas. You can find that in John 18:38. Pilate asked this of Jesus himself. He has the way, the truth, and the life standing before him, and he asks that question, what is truth? I think that's a great question. And so the first book we're going to examine is the book written by John Taylor, who became the third president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints after the death of Brigham Young. It was a book he wrote called The Gospel Kingdom. This citation can be found on page 236 of The Gospel Kingdom, one of those books that was given as a gift for Christmas by the First Presidency.
And that book was given in 1996, and this is what Taylor says. Tests of Mormonism. I have generally taken the liberty of applying the Word of God to principles of religion, whether taught by the Methodists, Church of England, Roman Catholics, or any others. And when Mormonism was presented to me, my first inquiry was, Is it scriptural? Is it reasonable and philosophical? This is the principle I would act upon today. No matter how popular the theories or dogmas preached might be, I would not accept them unless they were strictly in accordance with the scriptures, reason, and common sense. I believe it is good to investigate and prove all principles that come before me. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, and reject that which is evil, no matter what guise it may come in. I think if we as Mormons hold principles that cannot be sustained by the scriptures and by good, sound reason and philosophy, the quicker we part with them, the better, no matter who believes in them or who does not. In every principle presented to us, our first inquiry should be, is it true? Does it emanate from God? If he is its author, it can be sustained just as much as any other truth in natural philosophy. If false, it should be opposed and exposed just as much as any other error. Hence, upon all matters, we wish to go back to first principles. And he said that on March 14, 1869.
Now, here's what I think we have here, Eric. I think we have, in the case of John Taylor, a bit of equivocation. In other words, he's going to use a word, and in this case, it's the word either scriptural or scriptures, but I think he's using it in a different manner when he cites that word, and this is what I mean by that. When he starts this quote, he says, I have generally taken the liberty of applying the Word of God to principles of religion, whether taught by the Methodist, the Church of England, that would be the Anglican Church, Roman Catholics, or any others, and when Mormonism was presented to me, my first inquiry was, is it scriptural? Now, how is he using the word scriptural in that context? It seems like he's using it as applying only to the Bible, the 66 books that make up the Old and New Testament.
And the reason why is because he's not a Latter-day Saint, so he has not yet read the Book of Mormon or the other scriptures in the canon of the church.
And that's exactly why I draw that conclusion. He must be referring to, in this context, as speaking only to the Bible. But as he goes on, he says, is it reasonable and philosophical? This is the principle I would act upon today, no matter how popular the theories or dogmas preached might be. And then he says, I would not accept them unless they were strictly in accordance with the scriptures, reason, and common sense. My question now becomes, is he using the word scriptures in a more broader sense, meaning not only the Bible, but the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and perhaps even the Pearl of Great Price, which came out in 1851. I think he's probably doing that, because here's why I say that. When he asks the question later on in this paragraph, is it true? Does it emanate from God? Well, the only way he's going to be able to defend a lot of the non-biblical teachings that are found not only in the Book of Mormon, but especially in the Doctrine and Covenants, and even more so in the Pearl of Great Price, the only way he could defend those statements to be true is if he's expanded the word scriptures now. And here lies the problem. When he asks the question, well, do these teachings emanate from God? That's the million-dollar question. That has caused the controversy ever since Mormonism began, because Joseph Smith came up with teachings that clearly are outside of the parameters of the Bible.
So it all depends on how you define scripture. When he starts off and says, I have generally taken the liberty of applying the Word of God to principles of religion, you and I, Bill, would say, we agree with that. We think you ought to apply the Word of God, but what do you mean when you say Word of God?
Excellent point, Eric. And this is what I think I'm hearing you say, and I agree with you totally. If, in fact, the word scriptures or scriptural is referring to the 66 books of the Bible, I don't think any evangelical, any New Testament Christian could read what he says here in this paragraph that we just cited and disagree with it. I can't find anything looking at this that I would disagree with if, in fact, he's using the word scriptures to refer to the Bible, which at the beginning of the quote sounds like that's what he's doing. Now, if he means that consistently, I would argue that John Taylor would have a terrible time trying to defend as true the many teachings of Mormonism which outright conflict with what the Bible has already revealed to us. There's no way that you could do that. And this is why Mormonism has never been embraced as part of the Christian fold, because coming out of the gate when Mormonism was founded by Joseph Smith in 1830, he was already teaching things that a lot of Christians were suspicious of, because what he was saying could not be confirmed by the Bible as we see it today, as the Bible was at the time of Joseph Smith, because it wasn't really any different at that time. He was using a King James Bible, the same King James Bible that many are using today. And so this becomes the whole quest, you might say. If you're going to say you can justify Mormonism by the scriptures, as John Taylor seems to imply from this citation, I would say, go ahead, do it. I don't think you can. I would assume you are going to have to go outside of the pages of the Bible and go to some extra biblical source in order to justify the teaching that a Latter-day Saint is supposed to hold. See, that's the whole controversy. That is the debate. So even though I might agree in principle to what John Taylor has said in this citation called The Tests of Mormonism from his book, The Gospel Kingdom, he's going to have to equivocate on what he means by scriptural or what he means by scriptures. He's not going to be able to defend the positions of the LDS Church from the Bible alone.
Bill, that citation is found in a PDF document that we would like to send to our listeners who would like to get that. That document, as well as the PDF of your book, in their own words, we were talking about it yesterday, a compilation of citations from a variety of LDS leaders and others are available. We will send that to you. If you would like to help our radio ministry with a generous gift of any size, all you have to do is go to mrm.org, and on the right side, there's a button that says donate. Click that, and we'll take you to PayPal. It will ask you for the amount. You put the amount in, and under the add a note, put down the letters PDF, and that way we will send you, with a gift of any size, we'll send you both of those PDFs, and then if you would do us a favor where it says add a note, give us the call letters of the radio station you listen to, or podcast, if that's how you listen to us, or you can just tell us which state you are listening to us. That will help us immensely, and we will get that out to you within a week. And so if you would like to have those two documents, please help us in our radio ministry.
Tomorrow, we're going to continue looking at this very important word that is described in many of these books that we are talking about, the word truth.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Unprepared to engage Mormon missionaries when they knock on your door? Perhaps the book Mormonism 101 will help. Mormonism 101, published by Baker Book, available at your favorite Christian bookstore.